Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shir should be a special source for the rest of Shiyufiyu. So, Chavit Fega, Bats Michal, this Bassi, Vesach Shachal de Israel, Hanikito, Mas Naomi Aliza, Vesach Shachal de Israel, Brach Ben Miriam, Moshe Ben Reza, Vesach Ben Brach, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan, Vesach Ben Srivka, Vesach Shachal de Israel. This is based in the Torah of Maman Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. It says in the Pasuk, Yodot, Heda Kiger, Yezah Acha. You should know that your seed is going to be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and they're going to serve, and they're going to be afflicted, and you are going to go to your forefathers with peace. So Ashi explains that Avram was promised here that he is not going to see the tzaros and inui of his children, because the gelus is designed for his zara'acho, for his seed. But you, we're going to go to your forefathers with your fathers with peace. I mean, you are not included in this zero of Golas, the Ramban is tainis, that it says on Ger Yezar Acha, that the Cheshbon of 400 years starts in the time of the birth of Yitzchak, because he was Gar Beretz Lo Lahem. And if so, that same zero is Chal on Avram, because he was also in an Eretz Lo Lahem, in a land that wasn't his. So why does the Cheshbon of Gerus, of being a stranger, not begin with Avram? It starts with the birth of Yitzchak, and Avram was still around, because Yitzchak was born in a land that wasn't his. So why doesn't it start with, why does Rashi say that it doesn't apply to Avram? Avram was living in Eretz Plishtim, in Eretz Gerar, so that's not his land. It says, Yagar Avram Eretz Plishtim, and it says, Vayagar Yitzchak Bikaral. So how can you say that Avram Avinu is not included in the Gzera when he was in a foreign land? The land of Plishtim is considered a foreign land. So that's the Kasha. The Maharal answers, Gurarye, that the Gerus of Avram, the being a stranger in a strange land of Avram Avinu, can be mitzarev to the Cheshbon of the Onish of the Gerus, because it says by Avram, Nesil Kimata Besilchenu, you are a prince of God among us, praises Chovkin love. So since he's a prince of God, the Gzela doesn't apply to him. Yomken Enzo Gerus Shel Einish Veshiflus. So that's not a Gerus of punishment, of being lowered. So Yech Sheyeh, you still have to understand the placing of this pasuk, Batati Kaver B'Seva Tova, that you're going to be buried in good old age, in as part of the bris ben habsarim. This bris is referring to Klal Yisrael, Galus v'Gulas Mitzrayim, and in the Paradis of Torah, Pshat Ramidrash and Sod, it also refers to the Galios, the Geulos. So it's also talking about Manas Eretz Yisrael to B'nai Yisrael. So what is the way he having over here? Batati Kaver B'Seva Tova, you're going to be buried with a good old age. What does that have to do with Klal Yisrael? This is something personal to Avraham Avinu. This should have been revealed at a different time. Why? As part of the Bris Bein HaBisorim. So this can be explained according to a Hezbel Yisoid Echad B'divrei Rabbeinu Yoina L'Sharei Tshuva Sharavi Yisir Alef Tezayin Shebo Yifanim Shetshuva Eina Maspika L'Kaparat Avon Kasher Yesh Chataim Shelo Nigmar HaKaparah B'Tshuva Levada Tzichim Merukim Nosafim. That in places where tshuva is not enough to be mechaper avon, because there are certain sins which the kapara doesn't end with tshuva alone, you need other cleansing agents, so to speak. So Torah, being yager and Torah, in the study of God's word, can be considered like yisurim, and brings kapara shleima. So in the Beis Medrash of Maron Zatzal, the pliat sum of these words have already been expressed. Anybody who's time yigis haTorah has a time of mesikus. It's mesukis, mesukim midvash v'noifes tzufim, like it says in Tehillim, chapter 19, verse 11. It's sweeter than honey learning Torah, like the famous line of the Chazon Ish. Now famous it is, make it more famous. Mishatam tam shel yigia zu. Like an achsanya aniyah, like poor lodgings. Like you can imagine staying in the King David, You can imagine staying in a shack, in a hut, with no air conditioning, with no heating, with none of the basics, just lying on the grass, some worms. And that's what learning Torah is. King David, compared to other Hanaos, V'olam Hazeh. Learning Torah is so super, super geschmack. So how can this be considered Yisurim? That's a grosser, grosser tumiyah. Noch sharfer de kashya, to make the question even sharper, the Mokob Rabbeinu Yoina is from the Pasuk of Bechesed Emes Yichup HaRavim. How do you learn from this Pasuk on the Maile of Yigia B'Toyra B'Dafka to be considered a kapora? Bechesed Emes Yichup HaRavim. How does that tell us about Yigia B'Toyra? Mekubal lanu hadavar, mufurash beprat b'sefer Tomer Dvorah, that the Nevuah titen Emes Liyakov Chesed Avram Shashvat V'Avisenu Mekedem includes the midas of Hashem in the way He runs the world. Vafmi Mekedem is a mida. What is the content, the nature of this mida? We know Chesed Emes Liyakov, Chesed Lavrom. These are midas. What's the mida of Mekedem? So we can understand this. Im nitzaref ni achesed lahanagat zacharti lach chesed nurayich avat kelulotayich shafal pi shekvar rechukim anu metkufat hanaurim vakelulot. מכל מקום עוד נכנסים לחשבון אותם החסדים והזכויות של ימי קדם. That there's a hanhaga of I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of your marriage. That even though we're already far away from that, it's not that Klal Yisrael is being born now, that's already 3,300 years old that we were born, developed as a nation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still remembers our zchuyos, the chasadim of Mimei Kedem. That's what it means, Hashem Hashbat Levesen of Mimei Kedem. From the days of old, it's also a mitzvah that Hashem remembers the day of old. It's not pshat in this mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for schuyos of the Jewish people, Mimei Kedem. This chipus, this searching out for schuyos Mimei Kedem, is a staphus, is a branching off of the etzem hamidah. What is the Etzem Hamida? Yidubar hadavar al pitziyur. So we can explain this based on a picture, understanding the schuyos that God seeks out schuyos from the old days. Of course it exists, but it's only a staphus. It's only a branching off of the Etzem Hamida. What is the Etzem Hamida? So to understand this with its seer, Mili da'alma mitchashev ha'adam beharagashotav uvitkuvotav shel hazulat that in Mili da'alma, we take into account a person's feelings and a person's reactions when we think about how to relate towards him. And with such cheshvaynos, we take into account his uniqueness, his individuality. Now, mashien noheg ve'ish zeh, the way we relate to one person is not the way we relate to another person, because everybody has different tkuvot. Everybody has different reactions. Everybody has a different way of processing information and behaviors and emotions. So this is, everybody has to have, you have to have different ways of relating to different people. We all know that. And so if we know about one person, that be'etzem he's a prince, but Bekatnuso, he became part of a slave tribe, and he forgot his yichus, and he thinks that he's a slave, the son of slaves. So we're not going to relate to him as a prince, but Lefidaito Shalo, his das, he's an evet, so we relate to him like that, not as a prince. So that's all Mili Da'alma. But in Hanhaga Shel Maila, we have to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to us as we are Be'emes, not as we think we are, but as we are Be'emes. ועלו אדם ביצירתו והיה שיא המלכות והגדולה, ולאחר כל ירידות כבר שכח האדם על מעלות אלו. A person, when he was created, at the height of kingship, of gedula, of greatness, and after all the ירידות, man forgets his מעלות. But klapi shmaye, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ben melech hu, he is the son of a king. And that's how the hanhaga with him is, as a ben melech. So we might not feel we're b'nei melachim, but that's the emes, that's the mitzius, and that's how they relate to us min ha-shamayim. We have to be mitzarev the gemara min ilchin. 16b, ad heichan tachlis shel yisurim, what's yisurim, a person puts into his hand, his hand into his pocket, in order to take out 3 coins, instead he gets 2 coins. So, we don't remember such tsar, even b'shas ma'isa we don't feel tsar. So the answer is, from the nekudat mabat of ben malachim, it's called tsar, because you're a parrot, you're a moshel b'kibah. Why should you have to take out 2 coins when you want 3 coins? So that's called yisurim, because it's a libud ha'emes of who we're supposed to be. So a number of times Rabbeinu has repeated the Maharal in his parish on the Maimar of Rashbi. This is in the Sefer HaTiferes, in Perek Nun Vov. And the pasuk of Hine Yomim Boy Mum Hashem, Lo Ra'av Lo Lechem Lo Tzama La Mayim, Ki Im Lishmo At Divrei Hashem Veno Miyam Ad Yam Mitzafon Vad Mizrach Yishatutu Levakesh Et Dvar Hashem Velo Yim Tzu'u Ve'amar Rashbi Chaz V'Shalom Shetishtakach Torah Mi'Yisrael Ela Shelo Yim Tzu Malacha Brura V'Mishna Brura V'Makom Echad. The pasuk says that we're going to go around, we're going to be so hungry for Dvar Hashem, it's going to be scattered all over the place. It's not Pshat says Rashbi that Torah is going to be forgotten, but rather, we're not going to find halacha brura and a mishnah brura, clear halacha, clear teaching, in one place. That's what it means. They're going to look for Dvar Hashem and not find it. It's not going to be in one place. Because until we are able to come to halacha, how do you pass in a halacha? You think Pseida, you just look at a sefer, mutter aser, it's easy. No, that's not correct, those who think that way. You have to take from the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi, from the Mechilta, from the Sifri, from the Sifra, the Mishayim from Achronim, and then you get to it. Oh my gosh. The Maral explains that this matziv was behetem leklal, she Yisrael ve'orayt achadu, that the Jewish people and the Torah are one. And if on the Jewish people there is a gzera of pizul, the arba kanpoi sa'oretz, that the Jewish people have to be scattered, so too the Torah has to be scattered, ad shalotei halacha b'rura, במקום אחד. וזה חוזרים על דברי רבינו יונה, מבחינת דקות המבט על מיני קדם, נחשבת היא הידיעה בתורה לאסוף הלכות, מבחינת ייסורים, שלגבי העושר של אסיפת הלכות והבהירות, שלאחד מקום אחד נחשבת היא הידיעה לאסוף את הפיזור של ההלכה כי ייסורים. That if you look subtly, carefully at מיני קדם, the הגיע בתורה looks like ייסורים, because vis-a-vis the osher of asefas halachos and behirus of halacha b'makom echad, the yigia, the toil, they have to gather halachas like yisurim. And even a person himself feels that it's sweet and it's pleasant, nevertheless it's considered yisurim, because this toil is an outcome of the process of golus, of being scattered. And the anhagav yimei kedem, we're a melech. The lo na'ev, the lo ya'ev, it's not proper, it's not fitting that we should have yigia that's based on golus and being expelled from the table of the king. So this is all talking about the toil of gathering in the scattered Torah, but not the amelus v'yigia v'torah v'chal. In general, being yigia v'torah is part and parcel. It's sine qua non. It's absolutely necessary for growing in Torah. That's a different story. Here we're talking about the avodah of gathering in the scattered Torah, bring it all together. The etzem yigiyah b'Torah, the very toiling in Torah, that's obviously part and parcel of our most basic obligation. So now we understand the makor of Rabbeinu Yonah from the pasuk of Chesed Epsichu Paravon. When we look at a person in a mabad of emes, of truth, in other words, what's his true essence, and how give him a kedem. So then the Yigia B'Torah is considered Yisurin, as we explained, gathering in the scattered Torah, such as the Makor of Rabbeinu Yonah from the Pasuk that speaks about Emes, and Emes is Torah. Kanis kala Torah b'Torah emet, v'chesed v'emet yichupar avon. The Emes is Mechaper Avon because he has to gather in the scattered Torah. And we have to bring in the Mishnah and Bav Metzia, 86b. Excuse me. And Perek HaSechar HaPoelim. Al zeh shesocher et ha-poalim u'posek lahem mizonot. So this is Perek HaSechar HaPoelim, Mishnah Aleph. If somebody hires workers and he says how much he's going to pay them, how much food? So he has to make a tanai with them explicitly that he's only going to give them passive kidneyas. And if he doesn't, even if he gives them kitsu, the shlomo melech b'shaita, who's not yotzei dechavasa, because they're b'nei melachim, never mitzukiyaki. So see, b'mili ba'alma, we have a anhaga with a person, k'fi ha'segaso al atzma, b'mili shemayu mitz chasibus, so we have to relate the Jewish people as they are be'etzim, and we are all be'etzim kings. So unless you make a tanai that you're only going to give them the basic food, some bread, some legumes, if not, then you have to mamish give him kesuda samelech shalom amelech b'shaito, which is an unbelievable suda, and that's not going to be enough. And in the Gemara, that's on Pei Vav Amid Beis, we bring a makar that the suda of Avram was greater than suda shalom amelech b'shaito. And in that Gemara, and that the Sefer Torah Chaim asks, it's true that we mention Shlomo in the Gemara, in the Suda of Avram, in the Mishnah. But the question is, the Gemara also mentions, Mishnah also mentions Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yitzchak and Yaakov, not only Avram. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why Yitzchak and Yaakov? We have no cheshbon of big Sudas. Avram Avinu is a big Suda. Shlomo is a big Suda. But why does the Mishnah bring in Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Now, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avram we get, but Yitzchak and Yaakov we don't get, we don't understand. So Tosfos Yontif writes that if Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't mentioned, then Yishmael would also be mitzvah to this Anhaga, because he's also a ben Avram, but Maskar says, Yaakov, Yerim, Yitzchak, Karla, Chazara, Yishmael is not mitzvah to this Cheshbon. Therefore, you know, I have no obligations to Bnei Yishmael, because only Yitzchak is the true Zara. So a number of Farshim asked, what is seen as Thomas? He said, we're talking about a halacha or a mitzvah, that the drasha of Yitzchak Karel Chazar is going to be mafkir Yishmael from the Shashal Sibichas Avram. This is only mili da'alma, that he's a ben Asher for Ragil Ashirus. You can't take a seat to a fiyah amot shenet ragele. So the kasha is, not dealing with the halacha. He be Yitzchak Karel Chazar, the true Zara is Yitzchak. Seder, but hear that, we're talking about mili da'alma. How do you relate to somebody? Do you relate to somebody as a ben melech or not a ben melech? So Yishmael is a ben Melech, he's a ben Avram Avinu, so maybe this should be also related to Bnei Yishmael. So how does the Yitzchak Karel Chazara help us? However, this teretz of the Tosfos Yom Tov, that it says Yitzchak and Yaakov to be mafkir Yishmael, is correct. Because this whole Hanaga is built on the Yisod of us being Bnei Melachim. But the Yisod, there's no Yisod for this Hanaga without the Hanaga of Midas Mimei Kedem. Because we and Abbas Avicenna, we already forgot Suda Shlomo, not only Suda Sevron, and we're already Ragil B'Musagim Shal Paskei Kidneys. So Be'emet, why isn't the Secher Sepoilim Chayav to give Mizainas if he Madregas Avram? El Shalachav Nuyam, Midat Mimei Kedem, V'afim Shechachu Mikom Akom Be'emet, as Lama Yitchayev Asuch, why does he have to give them, since we're dealing here with the way we relate to people, so people, we relate to them as they relate to themselves. So they don't remember their B'nai Malachim, we don't remember Suda Shlomo, we don't remember Suda Sevron Avinu. So Lama Yitcheva Socheret HaPoalim, why does the Socheret HaPoalim have to give them a zone? It's like the Madrega of Avram Avinu. We already forgot that we're B'nai Avram Avinu, it was so long ago, anybody remember there's Zaydi Avram? Of course we don't remember. So Mamela, why are we have to give them Zaynas based on the Madrega of Avram? The answer is the halacha is geboit, is built on the mid of Mimei Kedem. And even if we forgot, nevertheless, we're be'emes b'nei malachim, and therefore Yishmael is mufka, Yishmael is precluded from this, because only the Jewish people with Anhag of Kedusha we get the mid of Mimei Kedem, and therefore there's a hafka al smach ha'pasa kivitzel v'kara chazara. So in other words, the idea is that since Yitzchak is, since we this din, is to relate to people as they really are, So we really are B'nai Avram, and B'nai Ishmael are really Mufgaim. They're really precluded from being B'nai Avram. So therefore, the Pasuk Yitzhak Karach Zara is an appropriate Pasuk to quote to show that it's Dafka, we're not only B'nai Avram, we're B'nai Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. To show that it's only if you're B'nai Yitzchak and B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisav are also Mufka, then this halacha doesn't apply to you. It doesn't matter how you view yourself. Of course, we view ourselves as being Pasha people. But the emes is that we're B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's Mafkia B'nai Yishmael. And that's why the Tosa answer is correct. That's why you mentioned Yitzchak and Yaakov, to show that there's a hafka of those who are not in this category of B'nai Yitzchak and Yaakov as well, not only B'nai Avram. Unlame yetzt opleon in ashtikal hagada. Achshav, nelmad keta me'agada. It says in the Agada, Baruch hamakom, Baruch hu, Baruch shomer haftachoso liYisrael. Blessed is God. Blessed is the one who guards his promise to the Jewish people. God only keeps his promise to the Jewish people, even though it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises. So the Haggadah continues and explains itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev is HaKeitz, the Gemara explained. The Keitz is a Misbar Cheshbon of 190 years between the Gzeira of Arba Meos Shana and the 210 years that they were in Mitzrayim. And other HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machmas in the Cheshbon of 190 years. To be Mitzrayim to the Cheshbon of Arba Meos Shana's HaGzeira, he put in 190 years. That's mitzvah to the 210 years we were Mitzrayim. May 190 years of living in an Eretz Lo Lahem, even though we hadn't yet come down to Mitzrayim. And how can there be such a mahalach to include these 190 years? So if it's 400 years. So based on the Yisod, the mahalach of Mekedem, relationship to Bnei Avram, the Yachas Leben Melech Kazeh, even a Geirus in Eretz Acheres is included in the Onesh. Even the Geirus is mitoch kavod v'haratzah, and it was out of respect, reverence. So, and therefore, it's mitzayv to the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon would be Mekedem. That's only shayv to the Jewish people, and Avram and Tzegin Yaakov. That's what it means. Baruch Shemer after Chasav Yisrael. In other words, we have a Cheshbon here, even though it's true that Avram was considered very chashuv and Yitzchak was considered very chashuv, but nevertheless, their gerus is mitzarev to the 190 years, because we are b'nei malachim, and being in Eretz Lo Lahem is not fitting with for our tremendously high stature. Therefore, we can be mitzarev to 190. That's what it means. Hashem keeps his promise, meaning that he's mitznayg with us as mimekedem from the days of old. In other words, only with the Jewish people there could be a cheshbon here of the extra 190 years. Of Mimekedem, that Hashem views us as we really are in our princely, kingly nature. And therefore, he's going to consider those years in Eretz Lelehem, even though it wasn't Mitzrayim, as part of the Galus, and therefore we're Machshav the 190 years as well. So we go back now to the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gozer Gzeirus Avram Yashana, and we lack a Hagdorah of Geirus. Some people would consider Geirus what another person considers being a Toshav. Some people consider being a stranger. But other people consider being a permanent resident. Yitzchak, even though he was living in Kuvol, it says, Ru'ura or inu ki aya Hashem imach. And we see that God is with you, they said to him, and he was sitting with Kodesh Shalal and Mechitesi. This Geirus should be an Onesh. And therefore it says, Vatati kaver v'seva toiva. The toiva of Avram is a knei midah, a measuring stick to be done the children. Avram Avinu, he was in a Siyah Elokim. His madrega, his son is the son of a king, is a prince, and therefore he's Seivel, the Onish of Geirus. Even if they say to him, Ro, Reina, we see that God is with you and you're so chashev, it's still considered galus. So the Pasuk of Atat, the cover of Seiva Tov, you're going to be buried at an old age, at a good old age, is not a specific, message to Avram Avinu, but it's part and parcel of the bris to tell you how he is going to be defined as Eich Yen Nikdar. Without this definition, we can't be mitzarev to chesed 190 years to the 400 years of the gzeira. Only mipchinas mimekedem, looking back at the covenant of Avram Avinu, we can be done the geirus of Yitzchak like an onesh, and that's what we do. We look at the yichus and the matz of this nagas with the person. It's yichus beemes, and not befidaito. And that's what it says: habitu al Avram Avichem v'asara tefalelchem. That's when it really starts. So that's, look back at Avram, who made you, Avram, your father, Sarah, who brought you to the world. So when does the Gala start? The Gala starts already with Yitzchak. Why does the Gala start with Yitzchak? Because Avram is about to cover the Seva Teva. Because Avram Avinu was so chashiv. So it's taka part of the Brisbane of Sarim. We talk about the Galas, and we talk about the Chashivas of Avram Avinu, and he's going to be Nikbar of the Seva Teva. And he's such a chashiv a person, and therefore he's right to be Nikbar of the Seva Teva. And he was treated like an Asi Elokim. And Mimela, since Avram Avinu was such chashivos, so we can view the years of Yitzchak that he was in Eretz Gerar, even though he was sitting there with chashivos, but it's still going to be considered galus, because for such a prince like Yitzchak Avinu, he deserves much better, even better. So yeah, for some people that would be considered amazing. It's like you have a Yid. The Yid, he lives in a beautiful mansion in wherever it may be, in the United States of America. And he's so chashuv, comes to shul, and everyone stands up for him, and he speaks. When the yeshiva has a dinner, they make him the guest of honor, and they give him a lot of kavod, and they give him a plaque, and he speaks, and the rabbanim get up, and they give him all this praise, and they say what a tzaddik he is, and how meisur nefesh he is, and then they make a video, they make a 12-minute video, and they interview his children, and his wife, and his friends, and his rabbanim, his chavrusa, and everyone says, what a chash of a guy he is. He's so great. He's so amazing. He's so meisur nefesh. And he learns every day, and he's so erlich, and he's so sweet, and he's so kind. And you say, wow, this you call a galus. This is gevaldik. And this guy is not like he's, you know, giving every last penny to tzedakah. That's usually most gevirim live in not small quarters, and usually have they don't get go around on a horse and buggy. Nothing bad about it. They're not supposed to go around on a horse and buggy. No mitzvah. But you know, he's driving a nice automobile, and he's flying. If he doesn't have his own private plane, as some of you do, but he's flying chashev first class, business class, very comfortable. So he's living nicely, and he's getting all this covered. So you'd say, oh, he's not in galus. So nechinami, mepchinat what he's used to. He came from a poor family, and the mamish he grew up. You know, small little apartment in Flatbush, and his father had a little store where he sold some writing instruments, paper, pencils, pens, and he made a few dollars a day, and couldn't afford tuition, and somebody had to pay his tuition for him. Amish from rags to riches story, amazing. So for him, it's gevaldik, but in contrast to what he's worthy of something much, much greater. He's a ben melech. He's worthy of being in Eretz Yisrael, not having a mansion in back Lawrence or in Woodsburg, but having a mansion in Savion, or better, having a mansion in the old city of Jerusalem, having a beautiful garden, and being mamish in the Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shechen Yerushalayim Halleluka. God dwells in Zion. So lefi his madrega, according to his stature, he should really be in Eretz Yisrael, and that's his land. America is not our land. It's very nice. America, we sing, God bless America, my home, sweet home. Very nice. It's a national anthem. You stand up, no, say, can you see? I can see perfectly. Give cover to the anthem, of course. You stand up, you don't take a knee. All these things people are doing today to be mavaz of the anthem. So it's very nice. It's great. Yachasit to what we're used to. It's much better than being in Poland and Russia and everything we went through the last few thousand years with Vatsim. We deserve much, much better because we're still, this isn't the land God gave us. We're still strangers. So that's all, that's the Hanhog of Mimei Kedem. So that's a big, big yisod. This was super duper. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Hopefully we will revisit this fascinating topic. Really nether. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.